Good afternoon, everyone. I'm incredibly honored to be standing in front of you all today on behalf of those graduating from the undergraduate program at this great music school. To the graduates, congratulations. I hope my words today will ring with meaning in your hearts. I must take a brief moment to thank those who have supported me for the past 4 years, my family, friends, colleagues, and professors. I will not stand here and list out everyone's name. But those of you who have been there for me know who you are and how profoundly you've affected my life and touched my soul. I remember a very recent point in time, after facing much rejection, when I asked myself the great question that all musicians inevitably ask themselves several times in their lives. Why am I a musician? Now, I've asked myself this question several times before, but this time, my inner voice held such a weary and desperate tone. I was yearning for validation, for a hint that I wasn't completely messing up my life. Why was it that the first time someone asked my 14-year-old self, "What do you want to do for a living?" I said, "I want to sing," and I never changed my mind. Every musician knows that they must find their own answer to this question. I will share with you mine. The great composer Benjamin Britten, upon hearing the last song in Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde, said, "It is cruel, you know, that music should be so beautiful. It has the beauty of loneliness and of pain, of strength and freedom, the beauty of disappointment and never satisfied love, the cruel beauty of nature and everlasting beauty of monotony." So, why should we love something so cruel? Because the only cruelty lays in the fact that music is so much more beautiful than humanity can ever wish to be. But as musicians, we are able to take this divine entity that is music and use it to express our human emotions, flaws, weaknesses, love, hate. Everything is beautiful when it is touched by music. And only musicians are able to witness that marriage between the divine and the mortal, heaven and earth, music and us. Only a musician knows the feeling of taking notes on a page and allowing them to vibrate through your body in order to deliver a message to anyone who will listen, anyone who needs it. And if you question the divinity of music, think of it like this. Are we not practicing the same art that the most revered composers did so many years before us? Are we not continuing the same tradition practiced by Monteverdi, Bach, Haydn, Mozart, Beethoven, Rossini, Brahms, Wagner, Verdi, Puccini, Mahler, Tchaikovsky, Barber, Copland, and so very many other composers that it's nearly impossible to name them all? How many hundreds of years has this great art form spanned? And yet, it still lives to fall into our hands so that we can be the next generation of greats, the next ones in the history books, the next vessels through which this unstoppable energy can flow. And when we are all gone, it will still be here. So why don't we give up? Why don't we become the lawyers, the doctors, the stockbrokers, and the accountants? Because we are called from a force beyond this earth to keep this art alive. Through performing, through teaching, through composing and conducting, to stop would be to go against the very core of our beings. To stop would be to destroy our souls. We did not choose to be musicians. We were born as them. I am a musician because I was born as one. And I cannot deny myself this cruelly beautiful gift. So to the graduates, remember that your education here has been to enable you to continue one of the most transcendent and unearthly traditions that has ever been given to mankind. And we must stop at nothing to give it every last ounce of our soul. And our reward will be the beauty it returns to us. Congratulations, class of 2012. I'll see you in the history books.